That was outstanding, Val. I loved it. Yes, fall kickoff barbecue. I love it. That's coming. That's coming. It's not only coming, it's like next week. Next week. Everybody say fall kickoff. Barbecue. That was pretty good. Yeah, very, very good. You know, we have a lot of things going on, and you've heard a lot of announcements. If you are a lady and you have not signed up for the women's Bible studies, you're not going to want to miss it. There are studies in terms of just different people doing groups. There's a group for you, and the table's right out there after service. Go on out there and talk to somebody out there. That'd be great. That would be great. Now, we have a special treat today. Several weeks ago, on a day that was a difficult day for Bethel Church, Tim Holmes came forward and delivered a special message. Now, I haven't introduced you yet.
Well, you said Tim Holmes. Pastor Roger likes this.
I love this brother. And you know what? He's got an infectious personality, but beyond that, he's an anointed preacher. And yeah, let's welcome Tim. All right.
Yeah. Pastor Roger, he doesn't know what to think of me. Well, I don't know what we were talking about this morning. He said, oh, no. And I said, oh, Pastor Roger, oh, no. I guess I have I'm infectious on him, you know. You like that word? Infectious. But, hey, God is good. And we're going to sing a song. And I really believe, here's the thing. We need to get God out of the box because we have him in a box. I don't think at times we believe or we trust God. Boy, it's quiet. No, it's true in our lives because when things begin to happen, begin to come up, it's almost like we get afraid and we begin to step back. But let me tell you something. This morning, today, right now, don't look at yesterday. Today, right now, this moment, this hour, this second, let's believe God for it. Just like we sang about the first song we sang this morning. We believed God for it. I don't care what it is. But believe God for it. Okay, and so we're going to sing this song. Let me not go on because I'll have these guys standing up and Pastor Roger will talk to me next week. But I'm the chairman of the board. So. So let's stand to our feet. I know we're up and down today. We're up and down. We don't know what we want to do, but now we're going to be up. But seriously, on a serious note, let's really listen to the words. And not just the music, but just to the words of what's being said here.
Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Amen. You took my place. You took my place. Laid aside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days. And then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting. And life, it has no end. Oh, I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of life. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Oh, thank you.
Give praise to God right now. Hallelujah. Give some praise to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for what you're doing for us right now. Father, I'm asking you to bind that evil spirit, that enemy, that devil that's trying to drag us down, that's not trying to lift us up. Father, I bind him in the name of Jesus. Because of who you are, because of what you've done for us, because of the blood, we can sing today. We can go with confidence and believe for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. And everybody say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, isn't God good? Man, God is so good. I'm telling you, I know First of all, I got to say, my family, my whole family is here today. And we got an addition to our family now. Oh, I'm probably going to embarrass her. But that's okay. She'll get over it. My son got married. And it was exciting. It was a lot of fun. The food was good. The cake was good. Everything was good. So, and they, even the person that performed the wedding was good. So that was me. Man, God is good. I'm telling you guys, I've got something for you. Okay? I've got something for you. Oh, sorry, Steve. Sorry. There we go. I got something for you, though. If you came to church today and you didn't know Christ, I believe what I've got to tell you is going to change your mind. If you came to church today and you were feeling down, I've got something for you that's going to turn that around. If you came to church today and you felt like you just couldn't go on anymore, I've got something for you that will get you stepping more and more. God just gave me that. I don't know where that came from. Whew. But let me tell you, I want to speak to you. And over these last few weeks, Pastor Roger on a couple Sundays, Randy on Wednesday, we're talking about the kindness of God and what the kindness of God will do for you. And in that song that we just sang, it said, there's nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. That's the kindness of God that is working in our lives. If there's always a if, we allow it. So the kindness of God brings a lot of different things. And as we thank Jesus for the blood, we thank him and we praise him for the blood and what he's done for us on the cross. I'll tell you, our lives begin to change. So, the title of my sermon, oh, there we go. Listen to this. When life gets hot, stay cool. There was some other stuff I had in there, but my wife told me to take it down. But when life gets hot, stay cool. I want to go with you, and we want to read in Daniel chapter 3. And we're going to talk about the fire and what the fire is all about and what happens in the fire and through the fire and what God does for us. How many of you can say life sometimes feels like a fire? How many of you can say that life sometimes not only feels like a fire, it feels like you're stuck in the fire? How many of you could say that even if you're stuck through the fire, you feel the fire, you're stuck in it, but also you feel like you're drowning in the fire? But I got something that'll help you through the fire. But in Daniel chapter 3, oh, I'll get ahead of myself. When I was going to college, I was a hotshot crew. I was on a hotshot crew, Wyneema Hotshots, out of Klamath Falls. And I did that for 3 summers. And there was one particular fire that I will never, ever forget. And it was the Snake River Fire. And most people know where the Snake River is, right? Eastern Oregon. And we flew in the plane and got off the plane, got in our trucks, and went to this fire. It was nighttime when we went in. Night, and the fire is blazing. And we walk into the fire, and so we have, I was fourth in line, and we have, my crew boss is leading us. And then we have the squad leader. I was in the first squad. The squad leader. And then we have the Sawyer. And then here comes Tim. They called me a swamper. A swamper. And what I had in my hand was a they call it a plowski. A plowski, which is an axe on one end. And then it's like a fork pick on the other end. And I had a domar. And a domar is gas and oil. And I was a swamper for the Sawyer. So basically what he do, he's go in, and we had nowhere to go. And it's basically sagebrush and all kinds of stuff. And he's cutting it out. And I had to put that domar down and move those brush all out so the guys behind me can dig the line. But before we even start at that point, we had to have the crew boss find an escape route. If we didn't have an escape route, then we would be lost. If we didn't have somewhere to go and the fire came to us, if we didn't have nowhere to go, we had to have a route that we can get into and be safe. So, during that time and that night, we had to basically follow the leader. We, even though we had headlamps, it was still hard. It felt like you're still walking in dark. You know, it was dark out there. And it was scary because all around us, there were trees falling everywhere. You could hear them just falling. Boom, boom. And we're, now, let me tell you, we were walking through the fire, okay? We were walking through the fire. We weren't just walking around the fire. We were walking through the fire. And I was always wondering, man, why is the crew boss taking us through the fire? What's going on? We're in the fire. But he said, you know, this is the easiest way. It's already burned up, and we're going to build this this trail right through here. I was like, man, that sounds dumb to me. But, hey, he was the crew boss, and he knew more than me. I'd only been doing this a couple years at the time. So as we went through and we were in that fire and we dug that line and we followed our crew boss, and I followed the squad boss following the Sawyer, we dug the line, and we were out of there in a couple days. But let me tell you this. You have a Savior that's your crew boss. You have a Savior this morning that will wrap his arms around you like you've never seen before. That will bring you through the fire. That will bring you on the other side. And you won't even know how you got through it. How it happened, all you know is you've gotten through it. Okay? So let's go on in Daniel 3, verse 13. Now, in this, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, and he was in charge, and he made it known he was in charge. He was the man that would say, it doesn't matter what you think, it doesn't matter what you say, you do what I tell you to do. And so he established and built this golden image. And with this golden image, he said that I want everyone to bow down and worship this golden image when I tell you to. And after I tell you, if there is one person that does not bow down and doesn't do what I'm asking you to do, then they will be thrown into the fiery furnace. Now, I know what the heat feels like walking through the fire when I was going through that Snake River fire. I know what that feels like. It is very hot. But Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to do it 7 times hotter than what it is and what it was. He said, I'm going to do it that much hotter. But listen what he says here. He's upset because the rulers went and told, the magicians went and told Nebuchadnezzar that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego weren't bowing down. And he was all upset. He was looking at them and saying, what are they thinking? Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were told about the fire and being thrown into fire, I mean, what would you have done? I'm wondering, it didn't say that they talked to each other, but I kind of put my own words in there. So, are you going to do it? Are you going to bow down? What you going to do? We going to all be together? Okay, all right. It was probably one of them. I'm just thinking Shadrach. That just sounds good. Maybe one of them saying, no, I'm not. I don't want to do it. And then the other ones are saying, no, we're doing it. He said, oh, okay, all right. I guess so. Then we'll stand. But they begin to stand. And listen to what it says. Now, is this, if you don't get anything else out of this sermon, listen to this, because this is a sermon just by reading it. The Bible says the word comes alive. So listen here. Then Nebuchadnezzar, and I'm reading now the New Living Translation. Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be brought before him. When they were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true? He said, he wanted to come to him. Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or to worship the gold statue I have set up? I will give you one more chance. If you bow down and worship the statue I have made, when you hear the sound of the musical instruments, all will be well. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. What God will be able to rescue you from my power then? Listen to what they said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves. This morning, you don't need to defend yourself to the enemy. You don't need to defend yourself of what's going on in your life. You don't have to look at it and say, oh, poor me, I'm going through this. No, you turn to God and leave it there. Okay? And that's what they did. We need to take the example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and believe and trust in God like we never believed before. Okay, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. See, that's your escape route. When you're going through the fire, you have an escape route, and that's Jesus Christ. You have somewhere to go. When we were going through that fire, our crew boss already had the escape route. Look at what Jesus Christ did for us. He has already given us that escape route. And that escape route was when he died on the cross for us that we can have life. We just sung about it. And what we sung was about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's about that blood. I'm telling you, this is very important that you understand that we can't put him in a box, but we believe and trust in him. Believe and trust in him. That's what these three individuals did. They were believing God. They said, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve, the God whom we serve, listen, y'all don't believe me. Here we go. Isaiah, turn to Isaiah, if you have your Bibles, Isaiah 43. If I can find it here. Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2. Here it says, but now, Israel, the Lord who created you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God. Woo! That's good. Somebody should be shouting right now. That's good. That's woo. Kind of like Pastor Roger, you know, when he gets up here. Yes. Hallelujah. When you're going through the fire, this is what this says. This is not Tim saying this. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says that you will not burn. Even though you're going through the fire, your fire is not that big. I'm telling you, to God, it's a small thing. He's looking at it minute. I mean, it's so tiny, it's like a little speck to him. What do? We make it out to this molehill. Huge. And what we need to do is listen. When we go through the fire, this is the first thing you need to do. The first thing you need to do. What do you do? Ask yourself that question. When I'm going through the fire, what do? Well, I call Susie, and or I call Henry. Henry's always been good to me, and he's got good. Henry thinks I should stay upset and stay mad, and that's the problem, is when we turn to other people, sometimes no good come out of it. But when you turn to God, let me tell you, good comes out of it. But let's read on. So, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But here it is. I know y'all don't want to hear this part at all. But even if he doesn't, your majesty can be sure that we will never serve your gods or worship the golden statue you have set up. Even if, can you say really, even if, God, even if this doesn't turn out the way I want it to turn out, even if, I'm still going to follow you. I'm still going to go after you. I'm still going to know that you're the healer. I'm still going to know that you're the savior. I'm still going to know that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I'm still going to know that you're the head and not the tail in my life. Even though, huh? Come on. Even though, if it doesn't turn out like you want it, I'm telling you, it's going to be all right. God's got a plan. The Bible clearly says he has a plan. He's got a plan for us. So, Ephesians 3. Let me show you the plan and the kindness of God here. Ephesians 3, verse 18. This is good. All right. It says here, verse 18. Need some glasses. Verse 18 says, hold on, bear with me. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should. Listen to this very clearly. You guys, get your Bibles out. Mark this in your Bible. And you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, and how high, and how deep His love really is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great you will never fully understand it, then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now glory be to God by His mighty power at work within us. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. Amen. Amen. It also says in Psalms 30 and 5, it says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Listen, difficulty and situations are going to happen. I'm sorry to tell you. I know I'm a bearer of bad news right now. It's going to happen. At some point, we're all going to go through something. But what do we do with it when we go through it? Are we going to stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did and say, we're not going to give in. We're not going to give up. We're not going to allow Satan to creep into our lives. Or if we're going to turn around and say, well, Susie, I'm going through this thing. And Henry had a good point about, you know, God don't. Come on. I'm here to tell you this morning, when you turn to Jesus Christ, there is something miraculous that will happen. Guaranteed. I'm guaranteeing you. You know, you don't hear that all the time. You know, you hear these guarantees with credit cards and cars, and we guarantee. But I don't even know why they say that sometimes, because the guarantee is not really a guarantee. With Jesus Christ, there's a guarantee. Here's something I know for sure, is what He did for us on the cross. I know that for sure. And I know what He'll do for you if you turn to Him while you're going through a situation, and what He did on the cross. And as you turn to Him, things begin to turn around. That peace. The Bible says, Paul said, peace that passes all understanding, that guards your heart and your mind through Him. It's that peace. It's that joy. It's that happiness. You know, people always wonder, well, Tim, how are you so happy all the time? You know, and the joy is, I'm telling you, it's the peace of God that does it. It's the joy. This is the word of God. Because when you picked it up, it becomes alive and well within me. So here we go. We have an escape route. We do. Just like we had an escape route when I was fighting the fire, we had an escape route then, we have an escape route now. That escape route is the blood of Jesus. That's our escape route. The other escape route is the Holy Spirit. Jesus said when He went to the cross and when He went to heaven, He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you something and someone that is going to help you. That when you go through something, the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, is going to know everything about you. And all you got to do sometimes is just hum. All you have to do sometimes is just know. Man, I don't know how it happens. I don't know where it comes from. But I'm telling you about the Holy Spirit. When He sent His comforter for us, He said the Holy Spirit would know all things. And you believe all things and trust in Him. And no, I don't know how it happens sometimes. But I know one thing. The Holy Spirit is within us. Hallelujah. It's not easy at times. Sometimes you're going to be on the mountaintop and it's going to be just simple. Life is going to be simple. How are things going? All things going good. And then sometimes you're going to be in the valley. How are things going? Well, how much time you got? Always, my wife always, she'll text me during the day and she'll say, how's the day going? And I said, fabulous. And she said, is it my fabulous or your fabulous? Obviously, it's my fabulous. Man, guys, ladies, gentlemen, God is good, isn't he? Okay, let's go through a couple more points here. God will bring you through the fire. Here's three points right here. God will bring you through the fire. Number one, God is present in the midst of the fire. Now, I don't have time to expound on these, or I would. Number two, opposition allows opportunities. Don't ever think when you're going through a situation that something bad is coming out. Always think that something good is coming out. Always think that God's got something beginning to brew. Something's beginning to happen. Something's beginning to take forward. Something's beginning to take front when we trust in God. When oppositions come up against you, remember, opportunities are right around the corner. Going through the fire allows you to get through the fire. Now, you say, well, what do you mean about that? Look, if we'd never gone through the fire that night, we wouldn't have never got through the fire. Listen, if we would have tried to go around it, I guarantee you the fire probably would have caught us. Because that's how fast the fire was going. And being at night, we didn't even know where the fire was, really. Because we don't have any air support. We didn't have nothing. And so we had to go through the fire to get to the fire. In your life, don't try to go around the fire all the time. Sometimes you're going to have to go through the fire. You're just going to have to step in like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Let's always remember, nothing is impossible when you trust in God. He left his son, Jesus Christ, for us. And remember, in the midst of the fire, turn to God, because he'll make you cool. He'll make you cool both ways, you know. He'll wrap you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to leave one more scripture with you in James chapter 1. It says, dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So stand with me. Oh, worship team. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you guys got something out of this today. Hallelujah. We want to know that God is standing with us all the time. God is with us all the time. God is next to us all the time. Even in the midst of us. Even in the midst of it, Ari. Joseph. Hey, God is with us. God is standing with us. I always say this, and I always quote the scripture. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says all, not some, not a little, all these things will be added unto you. And if you look up a couple of verses above that, he said, I know what you have need of. He also said, if I so clothe the fowl of the air, if I so clothe and take care of these flowers and all these other little things and allow them to grow and do its thing, how much more will I take care of my children? God will take care of you. I'm a witness. I've been there. My wife has gone through 2 bouts of cancer. And at those times that we've gone through that, we had to trust in God. There was nothing else we had. And if we didn't trust in God as we went through that fire, I don't know where we would be. Listen, the church is your escape route as well. The church is your escape route. Experiencing God, walking with others, serve the world. The church, when you're going through something, when you're going through trials, don't call your friend. Right here. This is your family. This is where you can make it. Hallelujah. We're going to sing one last song, but let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And before we even go there, if there's anyone here, I do not want to let go of this service. If you're here and you're saying, Tim, I'm starting to resonate what you're saying, with what you're saying. I don't know anything about the Bible. I don't understand it and I don't get it. But I want to follow that God that you're talking about. I want to pray with you this morning. And if that's you, you don't even have to raise your hand. Do it within your heart. Okay? Do it within yourself. Not only that, if you're that person and you came in this morning and you felt like your life was in turmoil, I want to pray with you. If you came in this morning and you need healing, you need anything from God, I want to pray with you this morning. So we're going to pray a prayer of salvation right now. Father God, if you're here right now and you need and you want to ask God into your heart, just repeat after me inside yourself, out loud, whatever you want to do. Father God, I'm a sinner. God, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know how that looks. But I come to you right now believing that what was talked about this morning is real. I don't know anything about the blood, but I'm going to grab hold to whatever it may mean, whatever it may feel like, it seemed like I grab a hold to it in your name. I'm believing and trusting in God that under the sound of my voice, I'm asking you to forgive me of all the wrong I've done and that I turn to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, we lift up the others to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, if anyone is going through anything, if they have pain in their body, if they need healing, Father, we're believing for healing on today from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, we're believing for miracles. Father, in the fire, we're believing and trusting in you. No matter which way we go, no matter which way you take us, Father, we're believing and trusting in you on today. For miracles. And Father, help us as we walk through the fire and as we're in the fire, Father, that you're with us and that there's another in the fire with us. There's another in the fire that's walking with us. Father, help us to realize that you're holding us hand in hand and that you're walking with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing this song. We're going to sing that song. There's another in the fire.